Good day, Eastern Sierra. A little bit peeved. I just did this whole thing without a microphone. Brilliant, Jesse. Brilliant. This heat is starting to get to me. We'll get to that in a minute. Welcome back to your source for the news that matters, and occasionally the news that makes you go, wait, what? You're watching Eastern Sierra now, where the roads are winding, the views are stunning, and yes, the news is always a little cooler at elevation. Today, we've got updates that roll through Rock Creek, wander the trails of Death Valley, and take a peek at this weekend's weather. Spoiler, it's a mixed bag of breezy highs and chilly lows. Plus, our sports report hits the pause button, but don't worry, we're not ghosting you. This episode is brought to you by Bishop Veterinary Hospital, because your pet deserves care as loyal as they are. And while you're sipping something cold, it is National Vanilla Milkshake Day, after all. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tap the bell and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media for updates, behind the scenes, and the occasional cat meme. You've earned it. Up first, a heads up for road warriors around Tom's Place. Caltrans is on the job improving US 395, so your morning commute may come with a bit of built-in traffic snack break time. The Rock Creek pavement project is in full swing at the Tom's Place intersection in Mono County. Crews from Caltrans District 9 are rehabilitating pavement ahead of laying down fresh mix hot asphalt starting in early July. From now until July 2, expect intermittent 20-minute delays as individual lanes, including turn lanes and access off Upper Rock Creek and Owens Gorge Roads, closes briefly during work hours 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays. A work pause is scheduled July 2 through 6 for the July 4th break before crews return July 7 through 23 to lay the asphalt topping again. Expect short closures and brief detours via South Landing or Lower Rock Creek Roads. Finally, in late July, the intersection turn lanes at Owens Gorge Road and Upper Rock Creek will see final repaving. Caltrans reminds drivers that timelines may shift with weather, equipment delays, and other unforeseen hiccups. And to follow live updates via Quick Map, of course. In other news, the Death Valley National History Association just dropped its June e-newsletter. So, if you missed it, consider this your monthly desert download. This year marks the 41st year of protecting the Ash Meadows area, so happy birthday! If you want to learn more about this feat, be sure to schedule a trip to Death Valley. And in wild turn of events, ostriches were recently spotted in Death Valley. But this was not Death Valley's attempt at becoming an African safari. These ostriches escaped from a nearby farm and have luckily been returned to their proper home. And for the readers out there, William L. Manley's memoir, Death Valley in 49, is set to increase price. So if you want to read this book, you stop by the Visitor's Center while it's still at its lower price. If you want to read more about Death Valley and the area's rich history, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com for all the details. You got a four-legged friend who thinks they're invincible until they try to eat a sock? I have two-legged friends that do that. Anyway, at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, we've seen it all, and they're here to help. From wagging tails to twitchy whiskers, we treat your pets like family, the kind you actually want at Thanksgiving. Whether it's routine checkups, vaccinations, dental cleanings, or emergency care, our expert team is ready to keep your critters healthy, happy, and heartbreakingly adorable. Because in the Eastern Sierra, pets aren't just animals, they're adventure buddies, couch companions, and professional treat negotiators. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, where care runs deep and tails wag on. Call today or visit bishopveterinaryhospital.com, because fur, feathers, or fins, they've got your back. All right, if you're looking for a good time, look no further. We're here to share the latest and greatest events that are about to grace our area this weekend. Up first, Mammoth Motocross is starting today and will play out until next Sunday, June 29th. Enjoy the energizing event and explore the mountains all at once. At Après Zen, experience the power of a sound bath with their Summer Solstice Sound Bath event tonight beginning at 6 p.m. Also tonight, Sierra Forever is hosting another Campfire Talk event at the Oak Ridge Campground Amphitheater tonight beginning at 6:30 p.m. and at the new Shady Rest Campground Amphitheater tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. Both nights are all about the bears, so be sure to get out there, appreciate nature, and maybe make some s'mores. For the art and poetry lovers, check out Apogee, a Summer Solstice Poetry and Prose open mic beginning at 7:40 p.m. The event takes place at a private address on Mustang Mesa, so RSVP is required. Tomorrow morning, the Wild Together Market is taking place in the Bar Sierra parking lot from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lastly, the Mammoth Lakes Foundation is holding a Friend of the Family dinner celebration tomorrow night beginning at 5:30 p.m. As always, for more information on events like these, visit easternsierranow.com/events or just download the mobile app. All right, saddle up and clip in because Mammoth Bike Park is rolling strong with 18 trails open for all skill levels, unless you're a pro, in which case, sorry, Hotshot, your playground's still roped off. From scenic beginner cruises to heart-thumping intermediate runs, there's a trail for everyone who enjoys a little dust in their teeth and a lot of fun on two wheels. And here's the big news. The backside of the mountain just made its seasonal debut. That's right. Your summer just got a little steeper, a little looser, and a whole lot more epic. Whether you're pedaling with purpose or just here for the vibes and vistas, Mammoth's got the ride. And be ready, as we mentioned earlier, Mammoth Motocross is taking place this weekend, which means increased traffic. Stay safe, have fun, maybe tag us in a pic or two.
The magic of Northern Inyo is we're a small town hospital with a really close-knit community, and we want you to feel like that. When you walk in our doors, like the emergency department, we know you're scared, we know you're in pain, and we want you to feel comforted instantly. But at the same time, you're gonna be met with state-of-the-art care. You're gonna be met with dynamic and changing protocols and policies and equipment and techniques to be able to take care of you. And that's the work that goes on behind the scenes. We don't necessarily want the patient or need the patient to know about all the fancy new equipment and software that we're using, but it's there in the background and it's supporting awesome care that you're gonna see. If our patients feel like they're being heard, they can build a relationship with our physicians, then they're gonna trust in the healthcare system.
All right, Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report is officially on summer break. We'll be back with the new school year to continue celebrating and covering our amazing local student athletes. In the meantime, we encourage everyone to stay active, stay moving, and stay involved. And if there's a summer league tournament or a standout athlete you'd like us to spotlight, we're still here. We're happy to cover it. Just reach out. See you on the sidelines this fall. And now for our weekend weather report. It's proudly brought to you by Back Alley Bowl and Grill. That's right. Because after soaking in sunshine, you'll want something to sizzling to sink your teeth into. Like their award-winning steak. Bishop is up first today. Sun's out and temps are climbing, although it's still a break from earlier this week, thank God. Hello, mid-90s. A breezy afternoon adds flair and fire danger. Conditions, sunny, hot, and a high fire threat across Inyo and Mono County. Tomorrow, temperatures drop a bit to highs of 84. That's freezing. Still breezy, still sunshine. Fire crews heads up. Dry brush stays primed. Sunday, a picture-perfect day, mid-80s, dry and sunlit. Up in Mammoth this weekend, temperatures are cooling down a little bit. A brisk 53 starting with gusty winds. Expect sunshine, a high around 66, and more winds, maybe less beach, more beanie weather. Tomorrow, chilly jump down to 57, with the morning lows below freezing. Winds stick around, bundle up riders. It's sweater weather in Mammoth. Perfect for hikes or brews. Just guard your strings. Winds whipping. Sunday, cool again. High near 65, low around 32. Sunshine rules, but don't be fooled by chill air. Best advice, hydrate early, dress in layers, and if you're heading out on the trails, tell someone where you're going. That's your friendly weekend weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes, courtesy of your go-to comfort crew, Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Now, go chase those sunshine vibes, and when you're done, come on back for the wings. They really bring the heat. Stay safe, have fun, and enjoy your weekend weather. That's going to do it for us today on Eastern Sierra Now, where the stories may be local, but the impact is always mountain-sized. We'll be back soon with more news, more weather, and yes, more reasons to check your campfire restrictions. In the meantime, give your furry friends some love. Special thanks to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for keeping tails wagging and whiskers twitching all across the Eastern Sierra. Oh, if you didn't get a milkshake today, vanilla milkshake, it's not too late. Subscribe, follow, share, and stay weird, Eastern Sierra. We'll see you next time.